Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to the ADRC Insider right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT. Don't forget, we also podcast our show each and every week online. See it for podcast.com. Click on the ADRC Insider. We got Wendy in the studio. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, and welcome to the month of May.
Yes, I know.
Today is Cinco de Mayo. You know, yeah, have some good Mexican food tonight for dinner. Yes, I like it.
I say that under my breath, but you know, I'm not off hours, of course.
Exactly,
Margaritas, yes.
Exactly. But the month of May is a big month for you guys.
Yes, it is. So it's the month that brings recognition and celebration of all that the ADRCs do throughout Wisconsin. And I thought the best way to celebrate that is to really bring a quick recognition, if everyone can bear with me, of the first names of all of our team members. Yeah. They are the backbone of why we were able to serve. Obviously, the dollars and all those donations, everything is vital. Our volunteers, but our workers, our team actually are showing up every day with the same heart to serve. And I just want to quickly go through. I know I've only got so much time, so I'll try to make this happen. So we have a dementia care specialist, Ariel, our nutrition team, a killer team. Kim R., Monica, Missy, Mary, Alexis, and Emily leads them on. Our management team, Adam, Melissa, and Lori. We have an outreach coordinator, Taya. Our administrative staff, Kim K., Ali, and Marissa. We have our Ben Specs, Jolene, Ann, Angie, and Jessica, our INA staff, Lori, Julie, Mel, Jake, Paul, Cassie, Katie, and Katrina. And we also have our caregiver specialists, Lisa and Ann. All of them amazing human beings that, like I said, show up with a heart to serve. And we also have some really great team members out there, our community partners. We have our Two Rivers Senior Center, Manitowoc Senior Center, many others. Those Kiel Community Center, all helping us house our meal site. So Manitowoc Senior Center would be amiss to make sure we didn't mention them. And honestly, C. Hafer has been a generous supporter of us and of many other nonprofits. And I will tell you, because of their efforts with us, we are seeing an increased growth in attendance for our programs, which means we are serving more people and they're aware of us. So thank you also to C. Hafer.
Awesome. Hey, we are honored to partner with you guys and honored to help move the mission forward, as we often say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I want to make sure we mention that we have some community outreach days coming up where you can actually come and visit us and just ask questions. So we'll have a couple of staff. They're going to be there. They wanted to offer this. So those dates are happening in Manitowoc at the Manitowoc ADRC July 22nd from 3 to 4:30. Kewaunee ADRC is July 15th from 3 to 4:30. You can just show up there. We're ready to answer questions, just have some discussions, help you better understand what we do at the ADRC.
Yeah, I love it. And I also love the fact that, you know, we're able to partner together and have you guys on multiple stations, multiple times and things like that to always keep building up the awareness of who you are and what you do for our community.
Absolutely. And it was no longer okay for us to be the best kept secret.
Yeah.
We knew we had to move away from that. So we didn't want people to have to only come to us in crisis. We wanted them to know about all of our prevention programs to help them live a heightened quality of life.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left here on the show. So last question here, Wendy, I know this is going to be a big one, but in general, what services do you offer for the community?
Oh, we offer benefit specialists, helping people navigate through that Medicare, Medicaid, other public benefits arena. Our INA specialists, they're the first people you're going to see. They're going to help you do some options counseling to make sure you get services that are directed at what your needs are. So sometimes it's even just helping you understand, what is it that I need? And then they can also get you connected with other programs. We have caregiver specialists working with their caregivers to offer them support while they care for their loved ones. Dementia care specialist, she's out there helping people do some preventative things as far as slowing the process of dementia, helping you understand, giving you the supports you need there. We've got our admin staff. I just don't want to forget them because they're the front runners up there ready to meet you, help you get where you need to go. Nutrition, home delivered meals, congregate meals. I hope I am not forgetting anybody.
The list goes on and on.
Yes,
on.
Yes.
Listeners, if you want to learn more, connect with Wendy, connect with the team, reach out and learn all the information. How do they do that? How do they connect with you guys?
They call 920-683-4180. They can visit our website. They can go to our Facebook page. We have a newsletter. If you want to sign up for that, give us a call. And we are always happy to receive your call or have you walk through our doors and meet with somebody on staff.
Yeah. A lot of information. Listeners, if you missed today's episode, again, download the podcast anytime. CFRpodcast.com. Wendy, thank you for your time. Enjoy Cinco de Mayo.
You too.
And again, ADRC month throughout the month of May. We'll talk to you next week and every week here on WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at chaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.